From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and it could be a game changer for people with high cholesterol.
Yep, advisors are recommending that the FDA approve a new class of drugs that significantly lower cholesterol. They're injectable. They'd be an alternative to statins. Dr. David Gortler is professor of pharmacology at Georgetown University and Yale. And so, Professor, we're hearing about two drugs, one from the company Sanofi and Regeneron, another from Amgen. How significant is this?
Well, these two new drugs are the first major players added to the class of drugs which are going to be treating heart disease. Heart disease, as you may know, is the number one killer in the United States. Despite what a lot of people think kill most people in the United States, it's actually heart disease from elevated cholesterol. Yeah. And these drugs are the first drugs that have been submitted to the FDA which are going to be major alternatives and big players to the seven different available statins on the market right now.
Well, tell us why. This injectable drug is said to significantly lower LDL, the bad cholesterol, particularly for people who don't react to statin. Who are those people?
Well, there's two groups of people which are don't respond to statins appropriately. In some cases, people can't tolerate the adverse events of the statins. And then in some cases, people can't actually meet their LDL-lowering goal on statins. And LDL is the bad cholesterol, to be clear.
But we understand one group of people within that group of people who don't get relief from statins are people who have hereditary high cholesterol?
Right. Some people have what they call homozygous hypercholesterolemia. Those are the most susceptible people who have very, very high levels of LDL cholesterol. And these people usually have a very poor outcome. And these drugs are going to be a potent alternative to statins. Or, in fact, these drugs can be used in conjunction with statins for people who need the extra lowering.
Yeah. So this is great news for people for whom statins just don't work. And tell us about the injectable part. How is it injected?
Well, this drug is going to be a little bit more inconvenient. Initially, these drugs are going to be injectables, but I've already read some reports and seen some studies which saying the future, the next generation of these compounds could be orally administered. But for now, they're going to be injectables, and the initial data that I've read say it's going to be a once-a-week injected product.
Well, but there are also a lot of questions, including, we understand, that they haven't fully gone through clinical trials. And some people on an expert panel that voted to recommend to the FDA that they approve these new drugs, some people were hesitant because the clinical trials hadn't been finished. They're not quite sure what the adverse effects would be. Others wanted to rush them through the process because they were so successful in lowering cholesterol, and they felt that the risk was worth taking for people who were at risk of serious heart disease. So what are the questions about the side effects of the drugs?
Right. So this is what you've touched on is a very, very important issue. And this is definitely it's a wrinkle and causing a lot of people to scratch their head because the FDA is not requiring outcome study for this drug. That what they're doing is, and the FDA stated this a long time ago back in 2013, where they stated they're just going to use the drug's biomarker or their LDL lowering ability. Again, the LDL is the bad cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And the reasoning, I believe, for the agency in doing this is saying that there really is no question whatsoever that when you lower the cholesterol produced in your liver, that it's beneficial for people who have high cholesterol or they have a family history of heart disease. So because lowering LDL is such a well-established biomarker, mm-hmm. the FDA is not requiring these companies to prove that all over again. Yeah. However, even though these drugs could be very, very potent at lowering LDL cholesterol, what other effect are they causing? Right. Are they also causing, for instance, an increase in the cancer risk? Are they causing some other untoward event to occur simultaneously? And this is, I think this is what's giving a lot of clinicians some pause and in fact, actually questioning why the FDA made this decision.
Well, and another concern is the cost. Statins can cost between $48 a year for generics, up to $500 and $7,000 a year for brand name drugs. But these new drugs cost between $7,000 and $12,000 a year per patient. Are you at all concerned that there might be people who, it's not just statins alone that lower cholesterol. It's, you change your diet or you exercise, that might be people going to use these drugs who are not the ones for whom statins aren't working. And then maybe insurers might refuse to cover it?
Well, Robin, you know, I've heard this argument. There's this outcry. I've heard many people talk about this before. They're always complaining about the cost. And just to be clear, these people are the pharmacy benefit managers. These are the pharmacy insurance services whose
sole job, They
don't want to spend the money. And I mean, what is a human life worth? These companies are making plenty of money, just to be clear. And the bottom line is that if people need additive, they're not achieving their goals while taking statins, or they have some sort of adverse effect which makes them intolerant to the statins, why on earth wouldn't they, couldn't this possibly be an alternative? There's no reason whatsoever.
Well, we'll continue to watch this. That's Professor David Gortler of Georgetown and Yale Universities, also a former FDA medical officer and drug safety expert. Dr. Gortler, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.